Unit 2.6, Exercise 10, page 49.
I don't see what all the fuss is about, Ben. It seems to me that extreme sports involve a lot of showing off. Most of the people who do them are young men, so I think they like to think of themselves as action heroes or something.
You may have a point, Anne, but you get to test your limits with extreme sports in a way that nothing else comes close to, especially as many people these days have boring, sedate jobs in offices. I need the thrill and adventure that extreme sports offer.
If you're talking about windsurfing and snowboarding, then I will agree. But sports like base jumping, skydiving, and mountain climbing are just too dangerous. You are risking your life more than testing your agility.
No, sorry. I can't agree with you, Anne. There is an element of danger involved, that's true. But most people aren't so crazy that they will jump out of an aeroplane or climb a mountain without the proper equipment and the proper training.
They may get the training to start with, but then, once they've been doing it a while, they start to take more and more risks. They need to be more daring to get the same thrill as before. It's like they get addicted to the danger, and so they need to do more dangerous things to feel an adrenaline rush.
I suppose that's possibly true for some people, but not for me.
We'll see. Time will tell, I suppose.